You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
John, mate, are you? What's going on? You just having a wee muck around? Welcome, Owen from Peach Pit.
Hi.
Good. Would you like some headphones?
Yeah, right on that mic.
Yeah, okay. Use those. It'll be great. You're in the room with us now.
Yes. Wow. Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
You brought some really fancy, good-looking glasses here. Nice. Look like a 70s vintage.
Ones are real nice. Hey, we have so many vintage glasses up there.
Just make sure you talk right onto the microphone.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Hey,
I'm here proper now.
So there's a lot of ingredients. This is the most ingredients I've seen anyone bring up to Cocktail Corner for a long time.
Really?
So this must be some kind of magical concoction.
Yeah, semi-magic. It's going to be quite healthy.
We have kind of just been doing shots, though, recently in Cocktail Corner, so... Responsibly.
You made a shandy. Oh, wow. Fancy.
So talk us through. Talk us through this.
Will I make it?
If you can.
First time Cocktail Corner?
Yeah, first time here. Taking welcome. My cocktail virginity.
If you go.
Yeah,
just tell us what you're doing, what you're adding. If you know anything special about the ingredient, you can tell us.
Oh, yeah, I've got a long list of the health benefits, actually.
Cool.
Over here. Okay, cool. So this first one is some coconut tequila.
Ooh.
And I am adding 30 mils of that.
Yep.
And then to go with the coconut, there is some coconut kefir, which is like fermented coconut water.
Wow.
You can hear it fizz.
Oh, wow. I've just picked
it's
up.
It's very clear the coconut drink.
The coconut tequila, and I'm gonna give this a whiff.
I'm just gonna vibe change the music a little bit here, guys. Just hang in there. Oh. There we go. Now we're cocktailing. Tell me about it.
That's the vibe.
Oh, wow,
music.
It smells grandy.
Really, really.
It's not coconut. Joke.
Oh, you should smell that one, though. That would be like the opposite.
Okay, coconut kefir.
It's funny because that coconut stuff at about. At about, say, 10 centimeters away, you can just smell coconut, but then if you go in a bit deeper, you get alcohol.
Yeah.
What's this random bottle unlabeled? Oh no, here we go.
Oh, so it's kefir. So kefir's like...
Oh, that's a bit more fermenty.
It's like fermented water, and you use these little like grains that are kind of like transparent broccoli.
Okay.
And it's got like probiotics and stuff like that.
Oh, so pretty good, health. Good for the gut.
Good for the gut. And then everything is going to be good for your junk as well. So...
Downtown.
Ladies and
boys or just boys?
I think just boys. I didn't research into the ladies.
Sorry, Lil. This might actually have some kind of adverse effect for you.
Fine.
Okay.
So I think coconut ups your sperm count. Which is...
Sweet.
Good news.
It's kind of... You know, you look at a coconut...
it's
got all the qualities, doesn't it?
Okay, so there's those two coconut things, and there's some pineapple shrub. So shrub is like infused like vinegar. So you just leave some sugar and some pineapple in vinegar for like a week.
Wow, time spent.
Yeah, you can have a sniff of that as well.
Oh yeah, this is definitely very pineapple-y.
Oh, gives it go. Oh yeah, okay.
And then apparently pineapple
just smells like really old pizza, doesn't it? A bit.
So that's like good for your gut as well. And then I think it makes your junk taste better.
Oh, this is
apparently,
graphic.
That's like a.
So it's like anti-asparagus.
I feel like.
Does asparagus make your junk taste? Yeah.
It makes your.
I'm now not really sure what junk is. Oh, we need like a. We
the
should
stuff
have made
that
like
comes
a
out?
Shit. Okay. Yeah. 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 Oh, is that the asparagus affects the pea?
The pea.
Yeah. I haven't read the book on this, so yeah, we're on uncharted territory.
We can make a word that's universal for all of us.
I feel like everyone should just eat a bunch of tropical fruits because we've just learned the benefits of coconut and pineapple. Apparently, according to Bridge, mango makes you more high when you're high.
Oh my god.
Sounds like I should just lay off the fruit actually and just actually relax a bit.
Just sounds like a party.
Just take it slow, eh? Fruit responsibly, that's what I always say.
Okay, and then there's like 15 mils of that pineapple shrub and then 15 mils of lemon and then 30 mils of some egg white I preferred earlier.
is this based on like a classic cocktail?
Yeah, so I guess it's kind of based on like a fizz. So a fizz would be like gin or vodka and egg white and then lemon.
But like this is kind of getting a bit of a tropical zhuzh up.
Tropical zhuzh up. And then like the lemon functions as like an acid to break the egg white down. Yeah, so it's like frothy. Whereas the shrub does some of that work as well. Yeah. Into the vinegar. And then the last thing is just some chocolate liqueur.
This is turning out to be quite a special cocktail.
You
actually
really got to go in house at Peach Pit to get this, to get all these, to have these bottles of fermentation on the go. And that's time spent. I mean,
so much time and prep.
Have you made? Is this something that's going to feature on the cocktail menu up at Peach Pit?
I don't. Maybe it could be on request.
Is fermenting a hit and miss scenario, or is it just like this will do?
Yeah, sometimes it's like quite a miss. We made this. There's this like Russian drink that you make with like old stale bread and like sourdough starter and stuff.
So Russian.
And I was making it for like a month. This was weird. And then it grew mold in it. It was like so foul.
What is this liqueur again?
It's like chocolate.
Wow, what?
Lucretia is.
Everyone's like awfully snatchy up here. Everyone's really gotta have a touch and have a look at it.
Okay, so I think that's everything.
Oh, we've got a phone call. Should we take it to air?
Yeah, why not?
Who is ringing?
Hello, BFM.
G'day, how you going, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Hey, yeah, not bad. I'm just listening to your show.
Yes. Oh,
I've heard it over the last few years. And some of your comrades were talking about, you know, their drink things, blah, blah, blah. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yep, and they mentioned asparagus with regard to your pee.
Yeah.
Yes.
And guess what? Look, if you're going to get tested for, you know, blah, 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 you know, cannabis or whatever.
Dot, 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 question mark.
Pardon?
Dot, 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 question mark.
Dot, dot, question mark, asparagus negates it altogether.
Oh, so you're saying eat lots of asparagus and do what you like in your free time?
Well, if you consume X amount of asparagus before you get tested, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Anyway, I just thought just pass it on to you.
Hey, thanks for that life hack, bro.
All right, buddy.
We'll get on with Cocktail Corner. Cheers.
You have a good night.
Hoo-hoo. Eat asparagus. Carry on driving your crane, no problem.
Oh, I just wanted to say, home and hosed.
You're double shaked right now. We should.
Oh yeah,
tell
I'm gonna try
you're
and like, double shake it.
You're like locked and impress. Ready to go.
So are you about to shake? Do it without.
Well, I'm going volume up and volume up.
Without ice. To like break the egg white.
That's what I was actually saying to you, John, earlier. Do you remember? I was talking about how you break the egg white without the ice first.
Oh, yes, you were saying that to me. I forgot.
Thank you for remembering. And now the ice is going in, of course.
The ice, everybody,
has been in the glasses, just chilling the glasses out, getting them at a real rad temperature for drinks. Right?
Yeah. This is going to be slippery.
Should we get Rick on speed dial? Is this, could this kind of potentially explode everywhere?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Who's
okay.
Rick?
Alright, Rick's only the, basically Rick's god here.
You want to get it real frothy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm frothy! Alright, he's got to do two. What a champion.
Oh. and then I'm just going to rim the glasses as well.
Right on.
With a lemon, we've got a bit of a citrusy vibe going on.
Real citrusy, but I've got some.
That's going to be buzzy with the coconut.
No, I don't think you really taste it.
Okay.
There's some chocolate and some walnut here as well.
What? A container has been opened and it's got stuff in it. Oh, I see. And it's the kind of martini-esque sort of.
Peach Pit are really turning it on here.
They don't muck around, John.
Really.
We haven't been.
K Road's a busy, busy place, man. It's always moving, shaking.
I heard it's cool now, right?
My little brother started hanging out.
Spinny.
Wow.
I hear St. Kevin's Arcade looks real nice these days.
Are you interested in buying it or?
Cash money. Yes! We've had a fall. Someone's had a slip.
Disasters.
It's all right. We're all right.
But nothing lost.
And now just a strainer, and it's going in. Ooh.
Wow.
Yes, I can see what all the gag now. It's all coming to fruition. It's an extremely white drink. If Primo were to make a vanilla, which they should, by the way, it would look like that. I don't know. I've got a problem. Or maybe even just a festive eggnog. Come on.
Oh, it does kind of look like eggnog, eh? And it's got like a nutty chocolate rim. See the gag even more?
This is rad, by the way. It looks fantastic.
Mm.
What is that's like? What kind of nuts are around the rim there?
Oh, walnuts.
Perfect.
And chocolate.
I can't remember what they did.
Great presentation.
John's snatching before he's actually even been given it. That was definitely not on your side of the table, friend.
Am I getting into this? I'm sorry, I have to grab this one as well.
Oh yeah, go for it. I'm gonna make two more for you guys.
First off the bat, you get a note from the nut. Just a nice little nutty smell.
Kind of almost a biscuity type.
When can I expect improved results?
You could try later tonight if you want. Are you aiming for that?
Aiming. This is heavy. Dig upwards.
This is delicious, by the way.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yes! You know what? I wouldn't pick myself as liking egg in a drink, but
it's really good.
The egg kind of really sets this off, just smooths it right out.
Yeah, egg in?
Got good citrus.
Drink is totally chill. I don't know why.
Has it got a name?
Goodfellas?
Oh, nice. Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. We can think up more.
We might have to send some people up to Beach Pit to drink this one tonight, I would say.
Oh, cool. Come get
tonight. What? You have people? One mention of Goodfellas and he's straight to the darn. Someone's saying, has the cocktail got a name? Can you run the ingredients again? We sure can, Owen.
So, coconut tequila, coconut kefir, some charred pineapple shrub, lemon, egg white, chocolate liqueur, and like a chocolate and walnut rim.
This is kind of a bit of a specialist concoction because it's got your charred shrub and your, what's that one you're pouring now?
Kefir.
The kefir.
But shrub is like real easy to make. More people should be making it.
Texter, if you want this drink, head on down to Peach Pit on K Road there. How would you best describe where Peach Pit is?
In between Peaches and Cream and K Road Video.
Perfect. In between Pitt Street and Peaches and Cream. That was one of the angles, I believe, from Lucretia once told me.
Miami 90210.
Yeah, very much so. That's good.
This is really yum. I'm probably going to have to go 10 out of 10 on this one.
I blacked out. How long have we been here for? This is great. Should we sort of wrap this up?
Yeah, right.
I'd just love to sit here drinking this drink.
Yum. this one wins. This is the best cocktail I've had since I've been back from abroad.
Oh my God, put it on a t-shirt.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.